Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Numbers 22, verses 27 to 28 says, "When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he struck the donkey with his staff. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, 'What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?'" God uses those who are available to him and makes fools out of those who are not. Donkeys are not known for their eloquence, yet profound words came from their lips when they yielded to God. Sometimes we put too much pressure on ourselves. We think God has no way other than us to solve the world's problems, and we live under a burden we were never meant to shoulder. God does not need us. He can use donkeys, horses, dogs, cats, or whatever else is available. The key idea here is what's available. It's availability, not ability. God does not need us, but wants us. And if he chooses to use us, we should be thrilled. The only thing that really would limit my effectiveness would be my proximity to God. If I'm dwelling in the shadow of the Almighty, then he's with me. It's Satan who shudders at the idea of God being by my side or me listening to God, because he can't beat God at anything. God often takes our weaknesses and uses them to display his power. In fact, some of the easiest ways to display the power of God is through my inadequacies. Whatever God gives me to do in life, he will equip me to be able to do those things. When I look back on my life, I'm amazed at what God has accomplished in the years that he's given me. So much of it is so far beyond my ability, my thought process, my capabilities. But he keeps working, and it's a thrill to be a part of what he does. I realize more every single day that he doesn't need me, but he wants me. Therefore, it's a tremendous privilege to serve God because of that. Today, I need to be about God's agenda instead of my own. We need to be about God's agenda instead of our own, or face the reality of being confronted by a donkey who might be smarter than us. God used the widow's mite. God used David to take on Goliath. God took on the most powerful king of his day with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel. He had Noah build a boat in a mountain. The only fool is the one who doesn't listen to God. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute.